The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you into fantasy sports like we are? It's time to get the inside scoop on the sport and how it affects your team. This is Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. It's a hard look at the transactions, the injuries, free agents, and starters. And the best part is, you get to ask the experts so you can win. Now, here's Dish Adams.
Oh, yeah. It is that time again. My favorite time of the week. My podcast. Actually, I get to do this. Fantasy Insights Radio, where I could be as big a buffoon as I like to be, which, as you all know, is a very large, large buffoon. So big. Anyway, the call heard round the world in the Seahawks-Green Bay game, it ended the ref-olution. You like that? The real refs are back. They will call the game tonight. How long before the first complaints about the first real calls by the first real officials back in action? How long until fans are blaming the refs again? Ed Hockley said he is doing push-ups. I absolutely love that. Ravens and Browns tonight. The Ravens should kill him, which means the Browns are tempting to play. Torrey Smith, will he keep it up? C.J. Spiller, back at practice. Reggie Bush, back at practice. Matthew Stafford, back at practice. Noticing a trend here. Fred Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Ahmad Bradshaw, all back at practice, all expected to play. Today we'll talk about who to sit, who to start. I know I have some questions about my rosters. I got to get those answered. And for those of you who need your questions answered, not only can you email them to us today, call us today, 888-346-9144, but also don't forget, tomorrow, Friday at 7 o'clock Eastern, I am on the Fantasy Football Power Hour with Jim Day on Blog Talk Radio. He will be here today as a guest. And then on Sunday mornings, Final Decisions on Blog Talk Radio, actually on the East Coast at Sunday afternoons. But the last 25 to 30 minutes before game time, we count up to lineup deadlines and answer all of your questions in our chat room via Twitter, via email. Last week, the people who were listening had Damaris Johnson in their lineup, especially in return leagues, in desperation flex plays. And people like Larry Fitzgerald were singled out properly. Michael LaShore was singled out properly, so give it a try. Our serious team for Fantasy Insights, a total juggernaut right now. Our Half-X team is having some hard luck, but turning around, just traded for Larry Fitzgerald. The Draftmasters team is rounding into form because I have Michael LaShore, Jerome Simpson added to that team this week. Speaking of Jerome Simpson, waiver pickups, Jeremy Curley, Santonio Holmes. What do we do about Andre Brown now? Smitty will be here to help make some decisions and tell us how great he is. Mike Neese with the Fantasy Stock Exchange, who's going up, who's going down. On Monday, I joined Dennis Farrell of the Fantasy Sideline Show on his Monday podcast, spoke to Ruben Drones on that podcast. That was pretty fun. Got some insight into both the Giants coaching staff and into Shanahan and what he's going to do there. Tomorrow, I will join Taz, as I said, and Monday night, I don't know if I'm going to be back on with Dennis Farrell after the debacle that we hosted, but I will be on Sirius XM Radio with Tony Cincotta talking about the Sirius Experts League. So fantasyinsights.com, the weekly report for week four is up. The crystal ball rankings are up. Those are subscription functions. We did put out our article by Doc Money, Moneyball in a Fantasy World. That this week, every week, we put one of the articles in the report up free so that you could see them. That is up there now free. Todd Colburn puts out a weekly blog called Flex Appeal. That'll be out tomorrow. Our targets and touches are up there free. The injury report is free. NFL player news is free. And the depth charts are free. only for the insight to guys like Smitty, who I like to give him grief, but he really does have his stuff together. You got to pay for stuff like that in our rankings. So Fantasy Insights Radio, back for another week of sports, steak, and the sexes, and I have to say, I'm extremely excited to be back in the steak, because yesterday was Yom Kippur. And as a Jew, the best part of the Jewish religion is that you get to be a total a-hole all year. You just have to spend one day feeling bad and atoning. And you're not supposed to have any fun. You're supposed to feel bad the whole day. And you atone and you cleanse by fasting. And I still don't know why they call it a fast. It goes so damn slow. But then you're cleansed. So yesterday was that day. Now, the fast is the terrible part. Because if you're going to do it right, and especially if you're not a great Jew like me, I mean, I'm a Jew in name, I practice occasionally, but, you know, I'm not really very religious. Problem for me is I got to really go extra mile on the fast to make sure, because I only have that one day. I figure if I'm going to be religious one day, I better be really religious. So it's no food, no water, no nothing, from the time you wake up till sundown. And it's really from sundown the previous day. Now, normally, I sleep as late as I possibly can. I go to temple, I wade through that sea of bad breath. We call it temple breath. It smells like a Chinese laundromat in temple on Yom Kippur. No one's eaten. Everybody's got that deep halitosis coming out of the stomach. You know that dry mouth? Oh, it's horrid. Dry toothpaste doesn't even cover it. But, you know, so I go to temple, then I come home and I start watching a movie, I fall asleep. I get a lot of sleep. That's how I pass the time until the hunger pangs go away. Well, the young wife wants to move, so we were looking at some homes in the morning. Then I went did the temple thing. Then I was working on the report, and I was atoning. And I have a lot to atone for, as you know. I mean, I have to atone for Lance Kendricks from last year. I have to atone for David Wilson from this year. And so on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of Judaism, I'm relaxing, and I put on the news, and I'm treated to images of President Ahmadinejad. Oh, man, is this guy a sicko. And for everybody who doesn't know who Hitler was, this is Hitler. The UN decides on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish religion, to host Ahmadinejad so he can tell everyone all over the world how all Jews should die, and he's going to wipe them off the face of the earth. And there is absolute media silence, except for Fox News. So I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to flip it. Now let me just ask you, what do you think would happen if Netanyahu went to the UN and got up there on the eve of Ramadan and declared death to all Muslims and said he's going to wipe them off the planet? You think that would get any media coverage? I don't know. Maybe a little. Such a ridiculous double standard. I don't get it. I don't know why our media and, you know what, and our president for that matter, and our president, shame on you, President Obama, why they pander to these Islamic dictatorships. It's mind-blowing to me, this liberal philosophy of appeasement to terrorists. I just don't get it. Everybody knows the only good terrorist is a dead terrorist, and I'm inclined to take Ahmadinejad at his word. If he says he's going to kill all the Jews in the West, I'm going to believe him. And I'm going to kill him first if I'm the president of the United States. But again, that's why I'm not the president. Smitty will be here to give us some socialist views on the subject. I don't see how anybody could possibly see it differently. But then again, it's my show. I get to espouse my views. Okay, so back to atonement. I will not atone for those statements. But the NFL had to atone. Everyone who lost money on the Packers was up in arms. And I got to tell you something. I just saw some disgusting stuff. I put it up on my Facebook of what people were writing to Golden Tate. I'm now a huge Golden Tate fan. People are using the N-word. One guy is telling him that he hopes that he sees his children raped in front of his face. I mean, disgusting stuff. People are sick. I mean, over a football game. It's really horrible. And don't get me wrong, it was the worst call ever. And after $250 million changed hands on that play in Vegas, all of a sudden, here come the real refs. You don't mess with money. You can mess with anything but money. So now the real refs are back, thankfully. Now, my question is, how does this affect, or does it, the performance of quarterbacks like Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, even Cam Newton, who are struggling? And we'll see if it does. I mean, my theory is there's more holding going on away from the ball downfield. There's more or less calls being made on the defensive line. And just the quarterbacks aren't being as protected as well. We saw that on the Matt Schaub hit. We've seen that several times. Now, how is this going to affect? Is all of a sudden, is Drew Brees going to be Drew Brees again? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be Aaron Rodgers again? I don't know. We're going to see a little bit of it tonight. But, you know, before we go on, I just saw a story that I have to talk about. And this is about the businessman in Hong Kong who was offering $65 million for someone to marry his daughter. Now, apparently, the story is she's gay and she entered into a civil union with her lover in another country, and he's furious, and he wants to find some really nice gentleman who will get her back from that. But I think a few million would have done it. So I hear this number, 65 million, and I'm thinking she must be 300 pounds or she must be horribly disfigured somehow. I mean, $65 million. For guys, we're not that complicated. You put a million at the end of a number, unless she's really Broomhilda, we're pretty okay with it. And if she's Broomhilda, just add another digit in front of the million, and we're probably okay with it. We'll just drink a lot. She's cute. She's totally cute. Go to Yahoo News and check this out. I mean, she's totally cute. I would say that probably she could easily have a husband if she wanted one with no money. Many would do this for free. But 65 million bones? Sorry, Erica. I put in an application, and if she accepts, I'm gone. But I think you'll be okay because you won't mind the alimony check. All right, as I said, Jim Day, the Fantasy Taz, he's going to be here to shoot the breeze. And that pompous elitist communist Smitty will show up to tell us all how great he is in the final segment. But until then, you know you can always follow us at Fantasy Insights on Twitter. We put our own news up there. We retweet from a bunch of different sources whenever we see something fantasy relevant. Also, you can follow me, Dish Adams, on Facebook, or you can go to the Fantasy Insights Facebook page. And seriously, if you're listening to this podcast, go follow us on Twitter or on Facebook, one or the other. I also would be remiss if I did not talk about our premium show sponsor, NorthwoodsCheese.com, the Northwoods Cheese Company. They have all of the cheeses and sausages you need, NorthwoodsCheese.com, the premium sponsor for Fantasy Insights. Today's football stories, the big topics we're going to get to. Brown versus Bradshaw. That's a big issue right now in Fantasy Nation. Andre Brown came out, played great. Bradshaw's supposed to be the guy. How's it going to end? This week they play one of the top rushing defenses in the league in Philadelphia. So who is going to be the guy that they go with? And it looks like it's going to be a timeshare. We'll have some of the experts weigh in with their opinions on who you should play, if any of them. Cam Newton, hang in there, trade him, what do you do? Also, I'm going to want to have your help setting my lineup. I want to talk about the big trade I made in the Orthodox League. Now, I'm surprised none of them are calling in. Maybe they're still on Yom Kippur. Maybe the Orthodox have like extra days they have to atone for. And these guys have been so mean, maybe they do. But, I was desperate. My team is just not performing. Everybody's underperforming. So I traded Aaron Rodgers and Gronk. Traded them away for Peyton Manning, Torrey Smith, Santonio Holmes, Andre Brown, and I'm plugging in Owen Daniels in the tight end spot. So basically I got him too. Not a trade I'd ever make in a vacuum, but with this scoring system and this league with my needs, I made the trade. We'll see how it goes. But this is, again, stuff that we need to talk about. You can't look at your team in a vacuum. You got to look at how your team is going to end up. And if you have to give up, you got to give to get. If you got to give up a big guy to plug a hole, that's what you got to do. So we're going to start talking about that today. I want your opinions on my trade. I want your help setting my lineup. Jim Day, the Fantasy Taz, will be here when we get back. We're also going to have Dennis Farrell, the Fantasy Sideline Show. He'll be on at about 2:30 to talk about things. And, of course, Matt's musical stylings are going to take us to the break. Matt, we didn't have the Orthodox today, so we don't need any tradition. But I like to see something good. Surprise me with something, Matt. What do you got there? Take us to the break. When we come back, Fantasy Insights Radio with the Fantasy Taz.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
What's the national pastime in the U.S. in the 21st century?
Are you sure? Think again.
3 out of 4 Americans have made NFL football the true American pastime. It's now one of the fastest growing sports in the world. But how do we as fans understand everything that goes on behind the scenes? Tune in to Enter the League with Eugene T. Lee Esquire as your host. Eugene was the featured NFL agent in the ESPN acclaimed documentary The Dotted Line. And now he takes his expertise to the Voice America Sports Channel. Listen every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bench his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
I got all these relatives that were fasting in Detroit. I had to figure out a way to give something to them. Needed to get them some food, so you know what I did? I got creative. I went to shopcreativegifts.com. That's right, shopcreativegifts.com. Talked to Joyce, had her put together a nice little basket. She sent it right out to them. Shopcreativegifts.com, one of the Fantasy Insights premium sponsors. Go to shopcreativegifts.com. All right. It is time for our good friend and my confidant to join us, the Fantasy Taz, Jim Day. Jim, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Dish, how you doing?
You know, you sound very peppy and perky. I'm a little tired.
I'm always peppy and perky.
I don't know. Somehow those words just don't sound right applied to you. Now, you know, we've talked about my situation in this one league, the league that I picked David Wilson in the third. Terrible mistake. Now, the problem
is... It provides me with a good laugh every time we talk about it.
I know, right. Still. Now, in that league, I also picked up Ryan Williams in, like, the seventh, so now that's all of a sudden going to look pretty good. But I had to make a trade because Aaron Rodgers has been a dog. Gronkowski has been a dog.
Gronkowski has been a dog? He scored in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, last week he was a dog. Last week he was a dog. And Colston has been a dog.
Yes.
He's been a real dog. So Ridley slowed down since week one. This is one of those teams that I just had to make the major shakeup. Sorry, guys. I had a sausage and marinara sandwich for lunch. I didn't want to belch on air, so I had to take a pause.
Well, thank you.
Aren't you glad I didn't burp in your face? So my big trade that I made, I gave up Rodgers and I gave up Gronkowski.
Oh, okay.
My first two picks.
You better have gotten at least 4 or 5 guys back.
I did.
Okay.
But none of them are good.
No.
I needed to come out of this trade with 2 receivers that I could play every week, a quarterback that was serviceable, a third running back that I could play during bye weeks, and I could move Owen Daniels into my tight end to replace Gronk, which I figured was serviceable, yes?
Okay, keep going.
Serviceable. So I got back, for Rodgers and Gronkowski, I got back Peyton Manning, Santonio Holmes. Now, this is a heavy yardage and target league. Every catch is worth 2, and every yard is worth 0.2. So I got Santonio Holmes, Torrey Smith, and Andre Brown. Did I get totally fleeced?
Yeah. I mean, you can't count on Santonio Holmes being an every week producer, especially in that offense.
As a third receiver in a league where you start 3, no flex, just 3 receivers?
Ah, man, I don't trust him as a 3 every week. No, not
well,
in that
I got
offense.
Between him and Nate Washington, I got to play one of them.
Yeah, well, you're going to definitely have to play matchups between those two, but wow. I mean, yeah. Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning. He'll put up good numbers most of the time. You should be okay there.
Right.
You know, he's definitely no Rodgers anymore, but he's still Peyton Manning, and that's good for most guys, so I can live with that.
Torrey Smith.
Torrey Smith is a nice head, but again,
I figure Torrey Smith is going to be playing on an emotional high all year because of what happened with his brother. I just got to believe every snap he takes, he's thinking, you know, how can I take it easy for a second? Based on, you know, what happened to his brother.
Well, and if that's the case, that may very well work out for you. You know, again, he's a guy who's a deep threat who needs to become a better route runner. They're saying he's becoming a better route runner. Hopefully that shows itself.
Now, what about Andre Brown? Because I know Bradshaw is coming back this week, although his injury has a real risk of flaring up again, and quite frankly, I think he's going to get hurt again anyway. I got to believe Brown is at worst in a 40-60 timeshare, at best a 60-40 timeshare right now. But Andre Brown is my third running back behind Ryan Williams and Stephen Ridley. He's a guy who I think during bye weeks, as the season goes on, he still could become a running back one. Am I totally kidding myself?
No, you're not totally kidding yourself. But what you are forgetting about is that Andre Brown has an injury history of his own.
Ah, but I have David Wilson.
Well, it's not like he's been lighting the world on fire.
Yeah, well, if Bradshaw and Brown go down, I can't conceive that they play Scott. I got to believe at that point they give Wilson the ball.
Well, I'll put it this way. I just hope that this wasn't a league that there was maybe big money involved in.
No, that's already spent, unfortunately. But, you know, I needed one of those shakeups. And more importantly, I have a partner in this league who has been in my ear nonstop bitching and moaning. So he wanted to do the deal, so I just gave in.
Yeah, those partner things get to be a little rough that way. And, you know, he's going to be the one barking at you in 3 weeks after Aaron Rodgers throws 12 touchdowns over the next 3 weeks.
You know,
why the heck did you let him go? Why did you let him go? It was all your fault.
That's right. Now, do you think that the real refs being back, which, you know, God bless them, glad they're back, do you think that impacts Rodgers and Breeze and Brady, all of whom have struggled so far this year?
No. I don't think that had one little iota of impact. I think offensive lines had impact. I think coaches not being there had impact. You know, receivers dropping short touchdown passes all had impact. Offensive lines, did I mention offensive lines?
You did.
Playing really poorly. All of those things had impact. The refs really didn't have any impact that way.
I don't know. Maybe there's a few holds not being called downfield, but I guess we'll see.
There's also probably a few holding penalties on offensive linemen not getting called.
Yeah, that's probably true, too. Okay, there's bye weeks beginning this week. So Indianapolis and Pittsburgh are out, which means Andrew Luck, Big Ben, Reggie Wayne, Mike Wallace, Antonio Brown, all off the board for this week. So we need to talk some flex replacements. So I just want to know where you are on some of the following guys as flex plays and who you really like. Coming back this week is Jerome Simpson. I'm very high on him. I've always been very high on him, no pun intended.
Well, see, there you go. You guys match up instantly because you know he's high on it.
He's high on life. You know, we're looking at Andrew Hawkins, Jerome Simpson. Of those guys, I got to go Simpson. I mean, where are you on Simpson? You think he steps right in and becomes a factor, or you think he's just middle of the road as a flex play?
No, I think he'll step in and be a factor in this offense. You know, you got to remember he's still going to be down the pecking order just a little bit, but yeah, he's absolutely going to be. They need a deep spread the field receiver, and that's what Simpson's going to give him right from the start.
He's one of my favorite athletes in the NFL. I love watching
him. He likes to hurdle people and do flips.
Well, that flip it's got to be one of the better highlights in NFL history. It really is amazing. The fact that he stuck the landing was just so impressive. Michael Floyd starting to get more snaps. Are you thinking he's possibly a flex play yet?
Not yet, no.
A couple more weeks?
No, not at all. He's getting closer. He's doing a little bit more, and that's what they're going to do. It's going to be a very slow process for him for the rest of the year. I don't see him picking up a lot. I mean, I know he made a good play on the touchdown. I'll give him that. You know, the concentration was definitely there on a ball that was being bobbled around, so you like to see that. But there's still a lot of holes in his game, and right now Roberts is still very much in front of him.
See, what's amazing to me is Floyd's ball concentration, his ball skills and his concentration when the ball is in the air is one of the best, even a veteran receivers. But it's amazing that he's so good at concentrating there, but he can't concentrate on a daily basis to get through practices properly. And that's his problem.
Well, that's it. Some of the best sometimes just have concentration issues. It's been like that forever.
Andrew Hawkins and Jeremy Curley are two guys, and also Bilal Powell I'll throw into this mix, are guys that I want to talk about. Hawkins has been amazing, but take away his 40-yard touchdown each week, all of a sudden he's got two touches. Are you comfortable starting him as a flex player, or do you prefer a guy like Curley?
Not an every-week flex player, but yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is the more he continues to make these plays, the more they're going to feel comfortable going to him to make these plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't really just take those big plays away from him.
Right.
Victor Cruz made his living last year with those big plays. Right now, Darren McFadden is making his living off those big plays because he's not doing it on a per-rush basis. So, I mean, as fantasy owners, I don't care when he gets them, how he gets them, as long as he gets them. And right now he's getting them. He's the number 16 wide receiver in PPR leagues. He's averaging 15.5 points a game.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm sold on him. I have him on a couple of different teams. It's just a concern that he's not getting the targets that I would like to see him getting. What about Jeremy Curley? Where are you on him? Because before the season I liked him, but he was a little bit in the doghouse. He's playing that slot receiver position. He's got a couple of scores. He's put up some targets. Where are you on Curley? Is he a viable flex play?
Not yet. Again, in that Jets offense, it's going to be hard to, you know, consistently like any of these guys. But, again, this is another kid, when he's getting the opportunity, now he's making plenty of plays. He's actually, you know, contributing in the return game very well as well. So, you know, all of this stuff is, again, just going to make the coaches more comfortable to keep going to him. And I'm really liking what I'm seeing from both of these guys. They're making the most out of every chance they get.
Well, is Curley worth a flex play this week, even though he's against San Francisco because Stephen Hill is out, and so he might get more opportunities?
I think so, absolutely. It's not like the old days. San Francisco currently is the number 19 team against opposing wide receivers. They've given up 45 passes in three games. So they're definitely giving up some passes, and that's what you're expecting with Curley. You're not expecting big, huge games out of him, but if you can get, you know, five catches for 65, 70 yards and the possibility of a touchdown, those are nice numbers for him.
Where are you on Bilal Powell?
I've been waiting for Bilal Powell. Been waiting for him. I think we're finally starting to see what this kid can do. I liked him coming out of college. I really thought that he would start to put this pressure on Sean Green last year, but he just had a hard time picking up the playbook, was making a lot of stupid mistakes in practice that really killed his value for this season. But it seems like he's taking that next step, and as a pure runner, this kid is absolutely head and shoulders better than Sean Green.
All right, would you start Brown or would you start Bradshaw if you had to start one?
Ooh, if I had to start one, and this is basically a gut feeling, I'm going to go with Bradshaw. Bradshaw doesn't like when guys take the ball out of his hands, and he sees Brown as a direct threat, and I bet you he comes out here a little fired up for this game.
All right, what about Justin Blackmon and Laurent Robinson against Cincinnati? That defense has been giving up a lot of big plays to receivers. Either one of them a viable start this week?
Well, if Laurent Robinson can continue to practice and be a full go, then, yeah, I like him a lot. Blackman is going to be very, very much up and down. I mean, he's going to have weeks where we've seen nothing, and other weeks where, you know, he just finds those open holes and makes some big plays. And that's going to continue to happen for the season against this team. You know, it's a very possible thing that he could be a good flex play. Do I trust him? No. It's really going to come down to need at that point and what my other options are.
Well, this week, do you go with Hankerson against the Redskins? Tampa, or do you go with Mike Williams against the Redskins? Which one are you going with there?
I'm going with Mike Williams all the way. I've never been a huge Hankerson fan. Just don't like the way he catches the ball. It makes a lot of mental mistakes. I really like Mike Williams. I always have. And, both of these teams are giving up yardage by the ton to wide receivers, but Washington is still worse. And I think Tampa Bay is going to have to throw in this one just to keep up with, you know, Robert Griffin as he throws all over Tampa Bay. So this has the makings of a pure all-out shootout. And in that case, I'm taking the guy who's more established, and that's Mike Williams.
All right, Tazman, hang around. We will be back right after Matt's musical stylings take us to the break. Smitty will be here to talk about how great he is. We'll talk to the Taz, and Dennis Farrell may show up.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
All right, 1 minute I'm going to bring on Smitty. And, you know, I just imagine that if you're somebody who is like Smitty and you are a pompous elitist hanging out in your liberal circles, in all likelihood, you are sipping wine and having cheese with summer sausage. So you really, before you have your next elitist party where you talk about how horrible the wealthy are and should be taxed more, even though you are wealthy and you should be taxed more, call NorthwoodsCheese.com. NorthwoodsCheese.com can deliver all
of the cheeses and sausages you need. Fantasy Insights premium sponsor, NorthwoodsCheese.com. Packer Derek up there in cheese country. I told you that cheddar cheese on that burger I had up there was just amazing. All right, Smitty, my favorite pompous elitist communist, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Now, can I respond there and correct you yet again?
Okay, sure.
Okay, again, not a communist, socialist, fair enough. Elitist, you're the guy with the Romney Ryan sign in front of you. And as far as wine swilling, what is the logo of Fantasy Insights? Oh, wait a minute. It's Dish Adams toasting a goblet. Sure, everyone thinks of fantasy football and wine drinking at the same time. Now, pompous, if you look at our record in the Writers League, I'm 3-0. I've outscored the league by 73 points, and I'm 32-1 against all matchups. So I'll give you the pompous.
And I'll give you the wine swilling. But you have to understand, there's a difference between elitists who drink wine and buffoons who swill two-buck chuck.
Okay, so you're not a buffoon. I'll grant you that, but that's as far as I go.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear you remind us of how great you are, and I'm really happy. You know what? I actually gained more respect for you. It's like Lawrence O'Donnell. At least you admit you're a socialist.
That's right.
But more importantly, and Taz is here with us, so say hi to Jim Day.
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your stuff, and I will continue to thank you for how much you exhorted Matt Ryan, who is the key to two of my teams, as opposed to Dish, who exhorted the value of Chris Johnson, who I'm now benching.
Well, I'm glad I could help.
Yep.
Wait a minute. You actually listened to me?
I picked Chris Johnson in one of my money leagues, and I'm benching him now in favor of, well, here's the thing. Last week, Michael Bush, Darren Sproles, and Andre Brown. Would you start Chris Johnson ahead of any of those guys?
No, unfortunately.
No, and I didn't, and it was the right move.
Yeah, and this week he plays Houston, and we're going to start Cedric Benson over him. It came down to we're starting Andre Roberts over him in the Serious League.
Well, that's harsh. Now, the Benson...
That is harsh.
No, Benson's an easy call. Andre Roberts, come on. You got to have better players than that.
I mean, wow. We do. We have Chris Johnson.
For that reason alone, I hope he scores two touchdowns.
Yeah, no, I do too, actually. Believe me, I could use it. And speaking of Chris Johnson, right now we have on hold, and I'm going to bring him on, the man from the Fantasy Sideline Show, Dennis Farrell, the new Fantasy Diva. How you doing, Dennis?
What's going on, guys? I knew I stepped into the wrong spot now.
No. You're in the right spot because you are one of the very few people who really likes Smitty, so I wanted him to have somebody on air who he could talk to.
I was just saying that for the show, man.
Yeah, you knew there was some catch there. But, hey, you know, I get that wherever I go, and I accept it. I deal with it.
Now, Dennis and I was Dennis was kind enough to call me 5 minutes before he went on air on Monday and see if I could join him last week on his podcast. And we talked to Ruben Drones, which, by the way, was really cool.
All wow. The words we heard.
Yeah, Ruben is a good man. And I was at that game. I was telling him, I actually said to him, guys, that I have a piece of him in my closet because I picked it up off the field that day of the Oregon-UCLA game where he broke his leg and he kept playing. He had 172 yards and a touchdown. I was at that game, so it was cool for me to talk to him. He's a really good guy. He gave us some great insight onto Shanahan and Coughlin and what it's like being a running back when you fumble and you're in those situations. And, I mean, Dennis, is he going to be a part of that now? Wow.
Who's the guy who used to do that on the show?
I don't know what that quite means. No, I think maybe Ruben isn't talking to Dennis anymore because he fleeced him in a trade on air.
Oh, I knew it was COVID.
See, now, what was the trade again? You got Chris Johnson.
I got Chris Johnson. Listen, I got a little fleece, but I'm a believer. I gave up Frank Gore, which I ended up drafting him in the 7th round, by the way, so I know he went super late. And I think I ended up giving up like some other just junk throwing guy for him.
Yeah, and you ended up with Chris Johnson, who we were just talking about, and I still am a believer. I still think he's going to turn it around. The same thing happened last year, but I don't see him turning around against the Houston defense this week.
No, but, you know, I'm 0-3, so I can wait another week.
Yeah, two words for you. Javon Ringer is the guy people should be picking up to cover that base.
Javon Ringer. Yeah, I know, but I don't know. So I guess he's just not hitting the holes hard enough. Well, listen, guys, I think you're all experts, and you're all wonderful people, and so I want to discuss the most important thing in my life, me.
There you go. See, that's the dish we know.
That's right. I have to set some lineups, and I have some roster questions, and I think they're good questions for the people. I have to make a decision tonight between Trent Richardson in Baltimore or
and Trent Richardson's first primetime game, or Cedric Benson at home Monday against the Saints, or it's not Monday, it's Sunday, but Cedric Benson at home against the Saints. T. Rich at Baltimore, or Ced Ben at home against the Saints. Dennis, give me some love, give me some help.
I'm going T. Rich on this one. I really think it's going to be a ground game for Cleveland. Let's be honest. That's all they have really going for them. And they want to highlight their new piece that they got in the first round on primetime TV. Don't forget, Green Bay really wants to get this passing offense back on track. They want to be, I guess, the second coming of the greatest show on cheese or whatever they want to call themselves now. So I really don't think you're going to see a lot out of Benson this week.
Smitty?
Yeah, I agree with that. And especially with your love for the rookies, you've got to, I think for you, T. Rich has to be a must start. And Benson was very lucky. You know, one of the few calls the refs got right on Monday night to get that touchdown. So without that, he's got nothing. I think T. Rich struggles, but he gets you 10 points.
Tasman, you're a wild man. What do you say?
I'm going to go with T. Rich as well. I mean, you know, Baltimore is not the same Baltimore defense we're used to seeing. They've given up four rushing touchdowns already. They're ranked 16th against opposing running backs so far in the season, so it's not like they're a top-five defense.
Yeah, I mean,
they're going to run T. Rich to death. I go with him.
Yeah,
see, and this is where, when all three of you agree, I tend to go the other way. But the problem here for me is...
Rookie.
Yeah, I would much rather watch Cedric Benson go off while T. Rich has it, lays an egg starting than to see T. Rich go off while I have Cedric Benson laying an egg starting. All right, one more question for my team. A different team, the one I made the bad trade in. Nate Washington at Houston or Marcus Colston at Green Bay? And it's amazing that's how bad Colston's been that we even have to ask this question. Dennis, what are your thoughts there?
I'm going Colston because that Green Bay defense is not all that great. They played some horrible offensive lines coming up. I really think you'll see Colston get on track, at least a better chance of having more points than Washington in said, would you call it a vaunted Houston defense?
It's vaunted and juicy. What do you say, Smitty?
Well, Green Bay's pass defense doesn't allow, or at least hasn't allowed, that many yards yet. And again, going against bad teams. However, the one time you sit Colston is the one time he goes off. There's a lot of guys in that mix, but it's still primarily Colston, Moore, and Graham. So you got to go Colston.
Is Tasman anything to say different than these guys?
Nope, I'm going to make it unanimous again, and I hate that, but I got to agree. I'm going Colston.
Yeah, see, I hate this. I hate when you guys are unanimous. I really do.
Yeah, but it's so... I mean,
any rational person would know what to do.
Washington is a guy who's going to be up and down all year anyway, but going against the Houston defense, the locker's not going to have any time.
Right. And Washington was lucky to get that score because he broke a tackle and then took off.
Well, I have Locker in a league, and I'm going to need to start him. Roethlisberger is my number one, and I was going to start Locker this week. But I've seen Ponder and Carson Palmer are both on the waiver wire. Should I be picking one of those up rather than starting Locker at Houston?
Yeah.
Or do you think Locker's okay?
Go out and get Carson Palmer right now.
No, Ponder.
No, screw Ponder.
Against Detroit, that game's going to be in the 40s.
Carson Palmer is going to continue to throw the ball like crazy because Darren McFadden can't run behind that offensive line in the zone blocking scheme.
This week you want Christian Ponder.
No way.
Dennis, you're in Detroit. You know what's going on with the Lions. Do I want Ponder?
Yes. Listen, the Lions defense just is horrible. You want Ponder. Ponder is going to have a field day with this Lions team. And Percy Harvin may still be scoring fantasy points next week off this Lions team.
I just don't know that I can start Ponder and Jerome Simpson in the same game. It's just a little bit too many eggs in that Vikings basket.
No, I've got a better one for you. I've got a league where I'm probably going to go Ponder, all day, Harvin, Simpson.
Well, you're that down on the Lions defense?
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah, I guess they are. Well, Chris Johnson didn't even do anything against him, so what does that say for him? All right, at a flex position in another league, Jeremy Curley or Brian Hartline? What do you say, Dennis?
Oh, does it matter at this point?
Yeah. It always matters.
I'd go Hartline, I guess.
In Arizona, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Smitty?
I take the zero and start Antonio Brown, even though he's on a bye.
Taz, what do you
say? That's terrible. I guess
I'm going to go with Hartline just because he's going to see more targets.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Curley. I like this kid.
That's a grim start.
Yeah, well, it's in the Writers League, so I can't listen to your opinion anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dennis, tell everybody about your new show on the Fantasy Sports Channel, the one on Monday night where I had to go to the grocery store during the podcast.
I got to tell you, that was a podcast first as we're sitting there talking, and he's like, we're in the middle of a segment. Wait, we're with Ruben Drones in the middle of an interview. He goes, hey, guys, hang on, my wife's calling. So he switches over to that, right, and pops back in seamlessly, and we start talking. A couple minutes later, we hear ding, 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 the car door is open, and then he explains how he has to go pick his wife up at the grocery store.
This is true. You know, Dennis, I agreed to do the podcast while the wife was at Pilates. She didn't tell me she was going to go to the grocery store. And I got the call, and now, Smitty, you know how angry a Latina can be.
Mm-hmm.
I was not risking not getting laid for the next 6 months just because I was on a podcast.
We call that marriage where I come from.
Yeah, but I'm still in the newlywed phase, Dennis.
Yeah, well, how long have you been married?
He's in the re-newlywed phase, sort of.
That's right. We've been married about 10 months.
Okay, I can see it. She still likes you.
Well, no, she still likes me, yeah. I mean, she hates me, but she likes me. All right, we're going to take a break in just a minute, and then when we come back, you guys will all stay here. We'll do a real quick a fantasy stock exchange, and after we do the fantasy stock exchange, we'll get to the interrogation game where we'll go through all this. But that Monday podcast on Fantasy Sports Channel for Blog Talk Radio, Dennis, it airs during the game, right? What? Tell me about the times and what it is.
I'm the only sucker to do a podcast during Monday Night Football and the only sucker to do one on that network during Thursday Night Football.
So I'm the only sucker you could get to co-host with you on that Monday, which makes perfect sense. All right, Matt's Musical Stallion is going to take us to the break. When we come back, Mike Neese with the Fantasy Stock Exchange, and we'll play the interrogation game with Dennis Farrell, the Fantasy Sideline Show, Jim Day, the Fantasy Taz, and Smitty, the Pompous Socialist.
Thank you.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Are you looking for the ultimate trail to hike? Maybe you're looking to do the ultimate backpacking adventure. Whether you're a day hiker or an all-out backpacker, be sure to tune in to Backpacking America's Trails with host Rob Maureen. We'll explore some of the most fascinating places on Earth. In addition, we'll talk about backpacking gear, including reviews, safety tips, and more. Our experts will share recipes, destinations, and skills to make backpacking the most enjoyable experience for you. Listen every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you love sports talk?
Can't get enough sports talk?
Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
It's Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams. Time for you to call in and quiz the experts. We are passionate about the game. Our toll-free number is 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or send an email to dish@fantasyinsights.com. Now, back to our game.
All right, so Dennis, when we were on our podcast, when I was on hold, weren't you and Ruben, what was going on with Ruben Drones and Brandon Jacobs?
He was telling a great story about a few weeks ago. He called Brandon Jacobs, because they're buddies, just to see how he was doing. And then he found himself going to his fantasy team page, thinking about picking up Brandon Jacobs during their conversation. And then he found himself asking questions about his health based on whether he would pick him up or not.
I wish I had that kind of access. That's just awesome.
Me too.
So you were saying you had a roster question for your team.
I do. So even the experts sometimes are a little stumped. I'm in a must-win situation in week three, by the way, and this is my favorite work league. I got to play two of these three guys. I need everybody's help. Lance Moore, Brandon Lloyd, or do I throw out Ryan Williams?
One of the three?
Two of the three.
Two of the three? Oh, well, I'll start. I'm tossing out Lance Moore. I'm going with Ryan Williams as the featured back, and Brandon Lloyd clearly against the Buffalo secondary, that's the worst. I think that Brandon Lloyd clearly, Tom Brady's shown he's the man. Smitty, you think anything different?
No, I agree with that. And I think it's one of those things where if you can drop Lance Moore out of that equation, you do. You've got Brandon Lloyd, who certainly looks to be the number one receiver in that mix right now, and Ryan Williams has a starting job against a weak team. So I think that's the best bet to get the most points. You can go Lance Moore, but not if you don't have to.
Tasman?
Well, no, I agree. I would sit Lance Moore, but I'm not quite sure I'd describe Miami as a weak team, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I mean, they're playing okay. I think Arizona at home, though, is going to do okay against them.
It is still Kevin Cobb.
It is.
So, Mike Neese, are you still there? Are you on the line here?
Yes, I am.
What do you say about this question?
Oh boy, I don't know. Lance Moore can either have a big game or a little game. I think I'd go with Lloyd.
All right, so we're throwing out Lance Moore. You know, I'm getting all these rapid fire texts from my partner who in the Orthodox lead, who I'm asking questions from my lineup about my team. He's like, it's our team. Yes, it's our team. You're the one who made me make the stupid trade. It is our team. Okay. Mike Neese, Fantasy Stock Exchange. Who's going up? Who's going down? Let the people know. Let's hear it. Every position. What do you got?
Going up this week at quarterback is Christian Ponder.
Yes, sir.
Vikes are surprising 2-1, and he's playing very effectively. 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and another touchdown rushing. Michael LeSueur has proved so far that he's worth the wait. This is a bye week for Ty Hilton, but might not be a bad week to pick him up. Austin Collie's gone for the year. Avery is pretty brittle. Reggie Wayne's the only solid wide receiver they have. Tony Gonzalez, a tight end, just like a fine watch, he keeps ticking. Jay Cutler going down. He and Brandon Marshall are kindred spirits. Both have personality disorders. And I get Cutleritis just thinking about the Bears. Peyton Hillis, shadow of what he was 2 years ago. Justin Blackman, early return show bust. JerMichael Finley, lack of intelligence keeps him average. Just cannot grasp the big picture. And this week, instead of a sleeper, I've got to let him sleep, and that'll be Ramses Barden. A good handcuff for Knicks, but not much more.
Or Ramus Barden, as Dennis refers to him.
Ramses, you know, it almost sounds like a line of condoms, but I didn't want to say
that. Well, it actually is Ramses, and it's a pharaoh, and it's the coolest name, and I already lectured Dennis about this. You got to call a guy Ramses when his name is Ramses. Okay, we're on limited time. Thanks for that, Mike. Stay with us. Let's time to play our favorite game, the interrogation game, where I interrogate the experts on who to sit and who to start based on where we have some people in the Fantasy Insights rankings. I have Eli Manning 16th ranked this week, behind the likes of Schaub, Dalton, and Locker. Is that way too low, or is that Eagles defense as good as I think it is? Start me off, Dennis.
Way too low. Listen, you know, this is a guy who's proven he can play football. He needs to be ranked higher.
Smitty?
Yeah, way too low. Vic's turnovers in and of themselves will give Eli some short touchdown passes. He'll throw about 3 or 4 TDs.
Tasman?
Way too low, definitely as low as Dennis's voice, for sure.
And Neese, you agree?
No, I don't. Philadelphia's defense has been giving him fits in the past. I think they could be a real problem for him.
I've got him projected with 286 yards and 2 touchdowns, so I don't think that's that low. But we'll see what happens here.
So, wait, 286 and 2 touchdowns puts him 16th?
Yeah,
16th in fantasy points, yeah.
Yeah, who's
what
number
the heck?
One?
Are these guys throwing for 8 touchdowns and 480 yards or something?
I got to tell you why. I got Jake Locker ahead of him because
oh,
he's got 208 yards passing, but 32
okay,
yards rushing.
You're just pathetic. That's nuts.
Come on, 278 yards, 4 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns is ahead of them. The problem is that rushing yards, Eli doesn't get any rushing yards. The other quarterbacks all get a little bit.
You realize he just
yeah, Locker
picks,
won't get any rushing yards
either.
Yeah, we got to move Eli up. He's too low. Even though the stats are true, I mean, according to the projections, that should be his stats, but it's lower because you get a guy like Tony Romo, 278 yards and 2 touchdowns, but he gets 7 rushing yards. That puts him ahead. I mean, we're talking about a spread of 0.2 between them. Between
yeah, well,
16th
I have
ranked,
Eli at 9, so I don't think he's going to have a great game, but I definitely can't see 16.
Yeah, I was going to say, you play Romo, I play Eli,
and
I'll watch.
Yeah, you're talking about a one-point spread between 9 and 16 at quarterback this week. So it's let's go with this. Who would you start, Matt Schaub or Andy Dalton? Schaub at home against Tennessee or Andy Dalton at Jacksonville? Let's start with you, Dennis.
You know, give me Andy Dalton. He's been pretty consistent. Schaub had a great week, but, you know, don't forget, he put up a horrible game week 2, I think it was. I'm going with a little bit of consistency here.
Smitty?
I'm going to go with Schaub. I mean, 4 different receivers, 4 touchdowns. He can dump them off to Arian Foster. Foster gets in. He's good for another 3 TDs.
Taz?
No, I'm going the other way. I'm definitely going with Dalton. I think that Houston just runs this to death against Tennessee that can't stop any running backs. I don't think Schaub has to throw much at all.
We're inside of 2 minutes. Niece, your thoughts?
I got to go with Schaub.
All right, Stephen Ridley or Ryan Williams? Ridley or Williams? One-word answers. We're under the deadline. Dennis?
Ridley.
Smitty?
Williams.
Taz?
Ridley.
Niece?
Ridley.
Deciding vote? Ridley. All right, Ryan Matthews or Fred Jackson? Looks like Jackson is going to play, so let's throw Chris Johnson in this mix, too. Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, or Fred Jackson? Dennis?
Fred Jackson.
Smitty?
Matthews.
Taz?
Matthews.
Niece?
Watching Bonnie knit.
I'm going with Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson, 0.16K. All right, at the receiver position, I think we need to take a look. We're inside of a minute left, guys. So the last one for us today at the receiver position is going to be Demaryius Thomas or Torrey Smith. Who are you going with there? Dennis?
Demaryius Thomas.
Smitty?
Torrey Smith. Watch him tonight.
Taz?
Thomas.
And Niece?
I love Thomas.
All right, guys, you told me to start T. Rich. I'm going to listen. Well, I better see him go off tonight. Otherwise, I know it's a big ruse. You can find Dennis Farrell on the Fantasy Sideline Show on ESPN 1090 Radio in Detroit, also on Blog Talk Radio, the Fantasy Sports Channel, and his Twitter handle, at ESPN 1090 FSS. Is that right? What is it?
Close enough.
You can also find Fantasy Taz, Jim Day, at FantasyTaz.com or at Fantasy Taz, Smitty at Smitty Lativja or something like that, and I at Fantasy Insights. Go to FantasyInsights.com. Good luck, everybody, in the week, and I will see you tomorrow on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern on Jim Day's Fantasy Football Power Hour. Thanks for joining us.
The weekend is coming up, and now you know what's going to make you a better fantasy player. Tune in again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, for more of Fantasy Insights on the Voice America Sports Channel. Don't forget to visit FantasyInsights.com, the best fantasy football site on the net.